Good evening. This is the NLA Hamsnet. My name is Terry. I live in Colorado. My call sign is KI0RE. So if you can remember, you can use any one of those things to talk to me. This net is held every Wednesday night at 6 or 8 p.m. 6 p.m. for me, I'm in Mountain, so 8 p.m. Eastern time. We're here to talk about anything related to ham radio, committees of safety, or anything the NLA is doing. So with that, I would like to invite anybody to pipe up. We kind of have a loose net here on this conference call. We don't mute anybody. So if you're making any noise, mute yourself. And if you want to chime in, I would be happy to have you chime in. And so if you just let us know who you are, first name and your state, and if you have a call sign, use that. So, thank you very much. Rather than start right out with a lesson, I wanted to ask, I'm driving home right now, I wanted to ask if anybody has any ideas of how we're going to communicate if we lose the telephone network. How are we going to conduct a conference call like this on ham radio? And what would that involve? So if anybody has some ideas that direction, please call now. And I'll recognize you. And then you can talk. I'm net control. Please call now.
Well, this is KC3HVA, Pennsylvania Jan. It seems like the first two things that come to mind are, one, with your little UHF, VHF, handy talkie, brand X, or Bofang. I hope by now you have found a friend that is in the ham network, and or I guess by yourself, but you need to work with someone to get to a repeater, somebody who knows the path between you and wherever you want to go to. And try transmitting from repeater to repeater, have them pass a message. I know years ago, like, oh my God, 50 years ago, a friend of mine was a ham, and they were able to get messages clear across the country just by stating the recipient and the message and just passed it from one to another. The other, probably quicker but more iffy, is to get people with HF rigs that are placed strategically, if possible, so that you might be kind of at the typical skip distance between stations and try a priori to the phones going down. See if you can communicate on a fairly consistent basis with other people that are within, say, 500 miles or so from your HF rig. Over.
Excellent comments, Jan. I agree with you 100%. Anybody else want to pipe in while we got the floor open? Go ahead.
This is KC3HVA again. I guess I would have to suggest, too, that one, you get your license, two, you join a club, and three, go to their... My meetings here are monthly, second Tuesday of the month, and find out who the people are that have the extra license so you can use an HF rig and find out those that are using them routinely and get to know them. So in case push comes to shove, you've got somebody that's got a good skip distance to start with. They may have a network already set up or be part of one possibly. Over.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And the other thing is that when you're around them, as you you get used to how they communicate, you begin to learn how to communicate properly up on HF. I mean, proper is the communication makes it through, and it's understandable, and whatever idea that you wanted to get across to the person on the other side makes it. Well, Jan, you covered just about everything.
Well, hopefully.
But we have two different scenarios here. We have several different scenarios. And one is you can move stuff across using VHF and UHF radios. And that's exactly what the National Traffic System does, NTS. And that's, there's whole sections. You can look up NTS or National Traffic System on your favorite search engine, and it will show you all kinds of things on the net. There's actually forms, and they've got it done so that it's the message, through experience, has all the questions, all the blocks, and the way to go that works most often. And so through experience, they've said, here's what you need to do, here's how you need to talk the message, and here's how you pass it from one station to the next with VHF and UHF radio. And they do HF also. So it's kind of it's a pretty good system, and it works without having a telephone call. But it doesn't lend itself, it's good. I don't want to discredit it whatsoever, but it doesn't lend itself to putting out a mass mailing to a lot of people, because it usually targets a single person or a localized group. So that's good. People should look that up, National Traffic System. As far as 8 radios go, what comes to mind is that there's several ways to talk on HF radio, and there's several ways to talk on UHF VHF radio. And one of those things, let's see, we have AM, which is amplitude modulation. It's dual sideband. And then there's single sideband, where you only talk on one of the sidebands, one of the frequencies that's generated when you modulate your signal at a certain frequency with a second intermediate frequency to hold the speech. And there's others. There's packets, where you're sending X.25 packets across the airwaves. And there's also a recent one, PSK31. And there's others. There's more than that. Those are just the ones I'm familiar with right now. And each of these has its pluses and its minuses. And you want to use the... you want to use the appropriate one that gets the message through. Because after all, that's the object of ham radio, is to use the audible communications, audio, to communicate, whether you're doing it through a particular form of modulation, or you're doing it through packet, or you're doing it through PSK31, which is text-to-text. They all get the message across. Okay, I'm going to stop right there for a second and see if anybody has any questions or comments. Please call now.
Yeah, this is KC3HVA again. I just looked up NTS, and the American Radio Relay League has a whole section on the National Traffic System. I think maybe I'll put it on the website so people can go look it up and read about it.
Okay.
Page 1 or Chapter 1 doesn't go into the actual locations of things and so on. It's just text about what it does, membership, how you send stuff, nets, packets, and so on. But it would be good reading for people that want to get up to speed. Over.
Yeah, okay. I missed the first part of your message. So is that the National Traffic System?
Yes, it's the one by the American Radio Relay League. It's on their website.
Yes, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah,
yes.
Looking at Chapter 1, the National Traffic System. So I'll try and put that link up on the web.
Thank you. Another one is packet, X.25 packet, which we used to use it... We used to use packet when we had an IP address on a remote place, you could hook up with a modem, and you're using lots of times it's using phase shift keying there, but lots of times if you connected it direct, you could have an X.25 packet. Well, there's people that use packet radio now, and it's digital, and whatever you're doing, either text or audio, will packetize it and send it across the internet. That's exactly what the relay, the Echo Link, and what's the other one? Echo Link comes to mind. That's what they're doing. PSK-3001 is another form of text modulation. So you send out a text message, and it gets called back. Also, if you hook up your GPS, some GPSs, mine works, to a particular radio, you actually can listen in to people on 144.39, I can't remember, which is kind of, it's not reserved, it's just a common, what's the word, a tradition, what do you call a tradition, something that's not a law, and it's not a rule, it's just a, I'm missing a word here, Jim. It's just traditionally what they use it for is packet radio. And you can have a packet radio send to a lot of other packet radios. They have what's called a packet relay, and it'll go across the United States, and you can actually communicate across the United States because different packet relay stations will relay your packets to where you want them to go. It works not perfect, but well enough to where you might get the message through. I want to encourage people to get with their local club, get with their committee of safety, and see what kind of communications they need. Maybe it's just voice, and that's what you normally have. But how are you going to listen to what the NLA has to say, or what are you going to trust? In this age of fake news, we found that there's people actually putting out fake news just to incite people to misbehave. And that fake news, the only way you can combat it is to get the truth. And until our press gets the idea that they have to preserve their integrity, we're not going to get that. But if you have a radio that you've been communicating with, another station, and they've got the real scoop, you can get it through that way. So it's actually another way to keep communication up with a lot of different people. I know I'm rambling, and I will settle down. Does anybody have any comments or questions tonight? Please call now.
Yeah, Terry?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Greg in Florida. I had a quick comment. I think it may have been brought up before on one of the NLA meetings, but, you know, the government's got permission to propagandize the news now. The Smith-Mundt Act of 2013 modified it so that instead of it not being legal, they've changed it in the NDAA to be legal to propagandize the news. So just thought I'd bring that up to you. So you got to really be aware of it.
Good point, Greg.
Anyway, that's all I got.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. That was an excellent point, that you can't always trust what the government is telling you. And if they're going to propagandize the news, what else are they going to not tell you? And is that where we want it? Do we want the government to use propaganda on us? Well, they already are. How are we going to stop it? And the only way to stop it is committees of safety, common law, and do all the things that NLA has been working towards. That's the only way I know how, unless you got an idea. Go ahead.
This is KC3HVA again. I've looked up on the web. I have National Traffic System, X.25 packet, Echolink. Was there a fourth one you mentioned that I missed? I was going to put these up on the website.
P- PSK-31.
PSK, okay, 31.
And then, you know, the normal voice channels, which are voice modulation, which is AM, FM, and
yeah.
single sideband.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, anybody else want to comment? That was a good comment, Greg. Thank you. And thank you for putting the links up, Jan.
Sorry, I got one more comment.
Yes, sir.
This is Greg again. They also just passed a bill in Congress to create their own news, $170 million over 2 years to, quote, vet fake news and create other things. So that was just passed this year.
In 2017?
Yes. Well, it may have been at the end of 2016, but it is just recent. They just approved it before Obama left office.
Well, that makes sense because they could get it past Obama. He would sign up for it because he was
right.
Taking on all kinds of power. But nowadays, I think it would be a little bit harder for him to get it through the Congress, the entire Congress, and get it signed by Trump. So,
right. I think the lame duck passed this. That way they got a branch of government that can actually going to be able to create news media with it.
Well, all I can say, the only thing I see to fix this is we got to get control of our local governments, and from our local governments, we need to propagate that control up to the states, and then from the states, propagate it up to the federal, national government, federal government, however you want to say it. Is there another way? Does anybody know?
That's the only way I know of.
Okay, so it makes this, what we're doing, extremely important because if they can control the broadcast media, the mass media, they can control the print media, the television media, the radio media. The only thing we got is things that we talk about amongst ourselves, and that means radio, telephone, where we go direct. And you got to establish who you know, who are you willing to trust. Comes down to trust, doesn't it? I thought about this a few years ago, that how do we establish trust? And I started to dig into that. And it got real deep real fast. I never finished it. But that's what it comes down to. Who do you trust, and how much do you trust them? Better establish your trust with your local people now and anything that you can establish over the long haul. Also, I wanted to ask if anybody knew of a cheap HF radio where we can at least listen to hams talk. It needs to be able to do AM and FM and single sideband. FM usually you don't have it on down at HF. There's just not the bandwidth. But certainly continuous wave Morse code, which is an AM type of mode. But AM voice, Morse code, and single sideband. I haven't found a cheap radio that does that yet. But all the ham radios that you can listen or you can talk. So if anybody is looking, and that's a good place to go look, and getting with your local hams is a great way to do it. Also, we need to get some hams in here that are willing to start trying an HF communication. Jan, have you gotten anywhere and gotten up with your HF rig anywhere yet?
No, I haven't. I've been OTE'd, overtaken by events to other things so far. I need to do that, though. I'm going to work at it.
Well, good. I need to work at it, too. And then instead, I bought a safe today and sit on ham radio, which I felt was necessary, too. But, oh, well, we all have to make decisions and priorities. All right, I'll throw that open to anybody else that wants to make a comment or suggestion. or a criticism or whatever you want to do. The floor is yours. Go ahead. And the silence was deafening, right?
Yeah, it is.
We're getting a light mist. The ground's already frozen. This street is just as slick as it can be. The sidewalk is even slick. I'm having to take baby steps. Okay. If nobody has anything, then I guess we'll go ahead and close the net. Anybody want to talk? Please tell us something now. Educate us a bit.
I guess we're going to be uneducated.
I guess so. What do you think, Jan?
Well, if we have questions and we have no volunteers and no messages of interest.
It was hard. I took baby steps all the way up here. I threw some fall down, but I don't know how long it was. Yeah, it's coming down. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, and having nobody cut me off and jump in if you have something to say, and I'll start through my ending spiel. This is the NLA Hams Net. Each week we try and get together, learn a little bit about ham radio and how to use it within the confines of the National Liberty Alliance or our committees of safety, which, if you think about it, one is a national organization. It's the National Liberty Alliance, and our committees of safety are supposed to be local. We want to use that to leverage the power of the people up to the state and up to local government, the state, and it ending in the federal government and bring it back under control. We're going to need ham radio to help out. We need everybody to learn. But this is the NLA Hams Net. We talk about things in NLA and Hamish and Committee of Safety-ish every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Everyone is welcome to join. You don't have to be an NLA member. You don't have to be ham. And we'd like to hear what you have to say. We encourage everyone to speak up and contribute. And we encourage everyone to go and find out about ham radio in a local club, get their test done and get their license, and let's start communicating. I want to do this net up on the airwaves at some point. And that means we need people with radios, and we need people who are willing to hold to the schedule and talk on the radio. So please come back next Wednesday at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and we'll see you then. Thank you very much. The net is now closed. This is KI0RE Terry from Colorado. We'll see you later. Bye.